We are on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. And the middle of the Sugya, the Gemara had a problem to understand the Mishnah. Mishnah says, the Sheikhet, Behema, Chaya, Ba'if, Lo Yosemem, Gdam, Ksheirim, נחולים בידיים מסויה בויס לפי שלא יהוכשרו בדם. The person made a שחיטה נבהים החיה ואויף, and there was no יציאס אדם בשעס שחיטה, so the Tanakama holds that the boso did not become מוכשר לקבל תומי, so therefore is נחולים בידיים מסויה בויס. So even though סתם ידיים are שני לתומי, אבל פי קיין, it will not be מטעמה the בוסו, because the בוסו never became מוכשר לקבל תומה. So it is מוכח from the Mishnah, if there was a יציאס אדם, then the בוסו became מוכשר לקבל תומה, so then it ain't נחלס בידיים מסויבס. So the Gemara had a problem, since the Mishnah is speaking about בוסו חולן, so chulan only goes to a sheni, and since tam yadayim ashniyes, so therefore they cannot be metama the boso. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? That if it's mukshir, it's not nechel be yadayim misayavos. So we end up lamed gimel lamed beis. We're going to learn now a second mahalach, how to say pshat in the Mishnah. It's around 10 lines from the top of the Omad. Ella Omar HaPopet. Hoche b'mayas kinon. The Mishnah is speaking about v'yadayim t'chilois askinon. We're speaking about that v'yadayim esoyeveis does not mean it has a tumah of stam yadayim, which is a sheni l'tumah. Because there you're 100% right. If the Yadayim are Sheini Latume, can never be Metame Chulin. Because Chulin only goes to a Sheini. Now here it's speaking about the Yadayim Trilei Saskina. We're speaking about Yadayim, which are Rishin Latume. Where do we see such a concept that Yadayim can be a Rishin Latume to be Metame Chulin? Rab Shimon ben Elozari. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Ein Yodayim Tchilois L'chulam. The Tanakama holds that even though there is a concept of Yodayim Tchilois, but not for Chulam. For Chulam, they never have a din of a Rishin L'tume to be Metama Chulam. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, Oime Mishim Rav Meir, Yadayim Tchilois L'chulim. There is such a concept that Yadayim are Tchilois L'chulim. Ushniyis L'trume. For Chulim they have a din Rishayim. And for Trume they have a din Sheini L'trume. So that's very difficult to understand. Tchilis l'chulin ain l'trum aloi. If there has a din rishin l'tume, it can make chulin a shiny. It can't be metame trume. So the man says, hochi come out. Tchilis av l'chulin. When they are tchilis, so they are rishin l'tume, and they can make chulin a shiny. When they are not a rishin l'tume, Shniya is that it's tam yodayim, then they have a din sheni l'tume, is l'tume ein l'chulin loy. So that what it says, Shniya is l'tume, means in different taifanim. If they became a rishin l'tume, so then they're metame chulin. If it did not become a rishin l'tume, then could only be metame trume, because trume goes to l'shlish. So the Gemara asks, umi iko yodayim t'chilis. There is such a concept that Yadayim are Arishin Latume. So the Gemara says, in, yeah, Visanya, Visnan, we learned a Mishnah, Hichnis Yodov Lebeis HaMenuge. A person stuck his hands into a Beis HaMenuge. Yodov Tchilois Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva holds that the Yodayim Evadin Rishen Letume. The Chachomim Oimrim Yodov Shniyes. The Chachomim say, no, the Yodayim are Sheini Letume. So now the Gemara is going to explain what is the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says as follows. The Kula Alme Bia B'miktzis Loishma Bia. Like this, the Aloch is, Abol Abayis, a person enters a base, a menuge, or Nichnas Ruboi L'soich Abayis. So the din is, he becomes a Rishin L'tumme Min HaTorah. The whole group is a Rishin L'tumme. But what if there was a bia b'miktzis? That means only miktzas gufoi entered the beis hamenuge. In this case, hichnis yodov lebeis hamenuge. Is everyone holds bia b'miktzis loishma bia? So mina teire, there was no bia lebeis, there's no baal abayis. A bia b'miktzis loishma bia. V'hocha b'gzeire yotov otu gufoi kamiflegi. The machlokes, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Kiva is, but even though min ha-toire, he's toir legamri, he's toir the yadayim ha-toir, but they were geyser yotov otu gufoi. That means if you'll be metayer the yadayim shenichnesu lebeis ha-menuge, so he'll come to be metayer the goof when it's nichnas lebeis hamenuge. So therefore, you have to be metame the yodayim. That it should not come out of kilkul that you'll be metayer the goof. Is marsava, Rabbi Kiva holds, yodov kegufoi shavino rabono. So if they were geyser yodov otu gufoi, So midarabonon, the yodayim have a halacha that the goof has when there's a knisa bekuloi. So just like when there's a knisa bekuloi, so the goof becomes a rishon l'tumah min ha-toire. So if there were geyser yodav oto gufoi, that people should not think that is toir by Knisses Gufoi, so they gave the din of Yodayim the same aloche of Knisses Gufoi, and midarabonon the Yodayim become a rishin letume. That is the svar of Rabbi Kiva. Umar sovar Yodayim ki Yodayim da alme shavino rabon. The Chachamim hold they never created a rishin letume on Yodayim. They made them tumah. They have tumas yadayim. I mean, there is such a concept of tumas yadayim that yadayim are ashniyas l'tumah. So they said these yadayim also become asheni l'tumah. That's gzeira yodav otogufay. So people will know that there's a tumah when one is nichnas lebeis hamenuge. But it doesn't have to be the same darga of tumah that there is by gufay. Is sufficient to be given a tumas yadayim, which is a sheini letumah. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi. Hocho masnisen tedayik, hohuch sheru poslobu mnegiyas yadayim mesayavayis. You will medayik from the Mishnah that if the boso became huchshar, so then, it would become nifsal a yadayim esuaves. Lav bi yadayim shniyes kama. It's not speaking about yadayim shniyes, because yadayim shniyes will never pass for chulin. Elo bi yadayim tchilois. It's speaking about yadayim tchilois. Ulekame meforish hayninu yadayim tchilois. Later, the Gemara is going to explain where do you have such a case that the Yadayim even didn't reach in the Tumah. Umasnisen the Kama, the Yadayim Tchilas, the Mishnah that says Yadayim Tchilas, that's the Mishnah later, or our Mishnah, Masnisin the Kama, Masnisin the Kama, our Mishnah, the Kama, the Yadayim Tchilas, Huskeru af liyais rishaynais lechule. It is our Mishnah that says that yadayim atchilois, it's a, here's a din tchile, even to make, that here's a din tchile, afilu legabi chulem. Rab Shimon ben Elozah, so our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozah, who holds, Rab Shimon ben Elozah, imam Mishim Ramei, yadayim tchilois lechulem. The Tanya, we learned in Abarais, the Machlik is the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Elozah. The Tanakam holds, Ein Yodayim Tchilas Lechulam. B'mokim Shehuskar Yodayim Tchilas. Afilu, in a place where we have such a concept, that the Yodayim are Arishin Letume, Kigoyin, Yodayim Shehuknesu Lebeis Amnuge, the Mikro Tchilas, according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Tanakama holds Lehusko Eitzel Chulin. But to have a din rishin letume, to pass al Chulin, that they never said. The Bechulin they have a lashniyis. By Chulin, they have a din sheni letume. Ela linyim trume vekotchim shavino tchilis. By trume vekotchim shavino tchilis. Mash ein kein. He said, by trume vekotchim, there they gave it a din. That is a din rishin letume. There's a din rishin letume to pasul trume vekotchim. Ma she'en kein b'sha yodayim, afilu letume shni yisavien. He says, this choyma, that Rabbi Kiva says, that hichnis yodav lebeis ha-menuge, it has a din rishin, only has a din rishin, the gabi to make truma sheni. The gabi that it has a din rishin. But it doesn't have a din rishin to pass al chulin. Later we'll see perhaps in the Gemara what the svar is to be mechalik. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah ima yedayim tchilas huskeru eitzel chulin. That by chulin also it has a din rishin to pass al chulin. The yadayim shniyes. In a case when the yadayim are shniyes, against tam yadayim, who's going to trumela, so he says shlishi le poislo. So the Gemara asked, where do we have a case that yadayim are tchilis? Hichnis yodo, kshenotlon vetiran mitumes stam yadayim. That means if it's Tam Yadayim, so you don't need this. According to the Tanakama says it's Shniyas. So, if he never washed his hands, so it's Shniyas without the Hachnosa Lebeis HaMenuke. So, speaking about he washed his hands. And now, Hichnis Yodo, Shenotlon Vetira Metumas Tam Yadayim. So, here we have a Machloikis, if the Yadayim ever did Shniyas, or the Yadayim ever did Tchilas. So the Gemara says, everyone holds bia b'miktzis loishma bia. Ishma bia, if that's called that he is a bol abayis, he entered a beis ha-menuge, habi kol gufay tome. Uboi tvila mishim va bol abayis, va'anan yodayin hu de metamina. We're only metama de yodayim. So al kochos, they both hold that bia b'miktzis loishma bia. The time of the tavai that they were so the etzim there was no bia b'toich beis amenugia because bia b'miktzis loishma bia. So theoretically, and minatoyre the yadayim should be toyer legamrei. That's not called bol abayis. The time of the tavai mishim the gozru yodov oto bias kol gufoy. That means if you'll be metayer the yadayim, so people will say just like when the yadayim went in the tahoyer. So when the group went in, they'll also be toyer. Obahi gzeire, in this gzeire, that they were metame the yadayim, oto gufoi, pligi eze tume gozu al yada. Which suk tume, which darga of tume were they goes al yada? Rabbi Kiva saw al yada of gozu rabbonon she tchiles kegufoy. They said that Yodov have the same din as Gufoy im Nichnashem, Davarishim Ideraise. So they were geyser that you shouldn't be Metayer Gufoy, so they gave the same Tumim Iderabonon and Yodov that Gufoy has when the Guf is Nichnas. So they gave it a din Rishin Letume. And the Tanakama holds Kiyadayim Dalme. They only gave it a din Sheini Letume. Ay, a sheni letume, so it's a sheni letume, a filu without the hachnose lebeisem nuge. The nafkemina is the a filu notlon. He washed his hands already. Miyadich nisam le nogbishem dova, vishni is machmas biyat. This is the machloikes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim. So, Mamel, according to Rabbi Kiva, we have a concept of Yadayim Tchilois. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, and our mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, that holds that Yadayim Tchilois Aflachulot. So, Mamel, that's Pshat. The mission was speaking about Yadayim Shenichnasu Lebeis Amnuge and Tosh Chulim. And if the Chulim is Mukshel, a Kabo Tumah, so that the chulam will become a sheni l'tum. Let's go back to the Gemara. V'luk me kirab akive da'ama yodav tchilas havye. Why do you have to say the Mishnah is going according to Abshimim ben Elozar? Go straight. Rabbi Akiva was the one that said that Hichnes Yodav Lebeis Amanuga Yadayim Tchilois. So our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And we gain something with this. If it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, so Rashi says, because Rabbi Kiva Stimtoi, Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So forget, oh, they were Soisim, the Mishnayis, Hishitis Rabbi Kiva. So why did it say, like this, it's Nakimta, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar. I have to bring you Rabbi Shimon Elozar. Rabbi Kiva was the one that said that Yadayim Tchilois. So if Yadayim Tchilois, so Memele, it will be Metame the Chulin to become a Sheini, if it's Mukshel Kabel Tume. Why do you have to bring in Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar? So the Gemara says, Dilme ki koma Rabbi Kiva, if you'll just bring this Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva said that Yadayim Tchilois, I would think Hani Mili Betruma Bekotshim the Chamiri. Rabbi Kiva said that Yadayim Evadin Rishin Letume, but maybe it's only Gabi Truma Bekotshim the Chamiri. Aval Chulin Shni Yisavi. But by Chulin it's only Yesheni Letume. So I think, what is this for it? The Gemara is saying, that means, Shimon ben Elozar said openly that it's Tchilas L'chulan. But Rabbi Kiva, he just said Tchilas. And so Akiva Lona says, it's only Tchilas L'gabi Trume V'kotshim the Chamiri Avo Chulan, but L'chulan it's Shni Yisavien. Could be, I mean, if it's a Rishon L'tum, it's a Rishon L'tum. It's a Rishon L'gabi Chulun, Truma V'kotshim, it's not a Rishon L'gabi. It could be, there is a klal, Afushi Tume Loi Mafshina. Chazal didn't want to make a konnes to be marbe Tume Boilom. So, Truma V'kotshim, it's Tomei Sai V'sai, I feel it's not a Rishon, I feel it's a Sheini. So the Truma will become Tomei, the Kotchim will become Tomei. So there Rabbi Kiva said, but since they made a Gzeire, Yodav Otu Gufoy, and Gufoy is a Rishon, so that said as they were Metame the Truma. The Truma was Haibis Haibis Tomei. But they gave it a Din Rishon already. So since it's chamiri lekabel tume afilo from a sheni, so mamela it's not called mafshin in tume. It's not pshat. I mean, it's going to be tume afilo from a sheni. So al zigzere they said gozo yoda vato gufa. They said it's a rishin letume already. But by chulin, if they won't make it a rishin, there won't be tume whatsoever. Chulin a sheni can't be metame chulin. So here you have to make a gzeira that it becomes a rishon in order to be metamechulam. As they vibe could be they never said. To make a tume legabi chulam, that means without this gzeira it wouldn't be tame. And because of my gzeira it will be metamechulam. That could be they never did. That they never did. Afushi tume loy mavshina. So it could be that's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. That is the svar of the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo. He says it's not a rishon legabi chulin. To make that chulin should be mekabel tumah from yadayim, as they write they never did. He only made it a rishon by truma and kochim that achmirah that after it's not a rishon also be mekabel tumah. So that's why the Gemara say it's going according to Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Let us see Rashi. Venukma lematnis in Rabbi Kiva. Why do you have to say the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon ben Elozo? Say straight the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Thus, dimtoihil, there was soysom a lot of the Mishnayis and the Raises like Rabbi Kiva. The ruba de stomi alibe de Rabbi Kiva, loiv stomi, stam mishnais and bereises alibe de Rabbi Kiva, stam mishna rameya, talmud de Rabbi Kiva, stam sifra Rabbi Yehuda, vekulu alibe de Rabbi Kiva, vekimen de shamet de Rabbi Kiva, de oma yodav tchile, spuki lamas nisim, but he died. So say the mishna is going according to him, why do you have to say the mishna is going according to Rabbi Shimon Alosa? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, we never know what Rabbi Kiva holds. Could be that what he says, Yadayim Tchilas is only Gabi Truma Bekotchim de Chamiri. Aval Lechulin Shni Yisavim. So Kachmur Kilo, Kerab Shimon Alozo, Dama Behedye, Aval Lechulin Nein Tchilas. That, therefore we said, it's the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Shimon Alozo. Zogt die Gemara weiter. So that's what we're going to say, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Alozo. Fragt die Gemara, there's still no necessity to set down the Mishnah according to Psadas. Yochid Rabbi Shimon ben Alozo. I'm back with my kasha, let's say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And a different Rabbi Kiva. Let the Mishnah hold. We're speaking about Yadayim Shniyas. We're not to speak about Nichnishod of Lebeis Hamanuge. Let's speak about Stam Yadayim. Ba'afal Pikein, according to Rabbi Kiva, Asheni is Metamechulun to be a Shlishi. So Mamela, I have now the more asking a new kasha. The Mishnah could be speaking about Stam Yadayim, which are Asheni Letume, and the whole problem was Chulin doesn't go to a Shlishi. Rabbi Kiva holds Truma, Chulin does go to a Shlishi. Bashamine Leila Rabbi Kiva, the Om Asheni Oisa Shlishi Bechul. Rabbi Kiva Asheni Oisa Shlishi Bechul. This now, we learned a Mishnah. Boy ba yoim dorish Rabbi Kiva, the day that they were mamane, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah to be nosi, Rabbi Kiva made a drash. He made the drash as follows. The posik is speaking about the chol kli cheres, speaking about that cheres fell onto kli cheres, and so the chol oichel. And it says that if there's a oichel in this tano, the kli cheres, the oichel becomes tame. So the cheshben is, a sheret is an avatome. It's metame, the kli cheres me aviroi, so the kli cheres becomes arishin letome. And the oichel that's in the kli cheres is mekabel tume from the avir of the kli cheres, so it becomes a sheni letome. So Rabbi Kiva had a diyek. Why does it say that the oichel is yitma? It should have said, tome, it's tome. Why does it say yitma? Is loinem, tome, loinem, elo yitma, letame acherem. The yitma is a loshin yitame. That a chulin that is in a tano, that chulin is metama acherim. So memele, so that means as follows, that if a sheretz falls into a klicheres, the sheretz becomes a rishin. The rishin is metame, the oichlin shebesoichi, they become a sheni, and it says yitma yitame, that they'll be metama on the chulin. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that chulin goes to lashlishi. So memele, So according to Rabbi Kiva, we have a posha to Eitzot. This we had problems. We had problems in the Mishnah. We had problems in the Mishnah. How could Yodayim be Metame Bosa Chulin? If Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that Chulin goes to a Shlishi. A Shaini is Oysa Shlishi B'Chulin. So the Gemara answers, Duma hani mili betume derais. 100%. You're 100% right. The Rabbi Kiva made a drash. That asheini derais. Asheini letume. That was mekabel tume from the tana. That was mekabel tume from a sheret, which is asheini derais. And that I have a drash. Yitmo yitama asheini derais. Can make a shlishi derais by chulet. But here we're speaking about Stam Yodayim Shniyasim. So this is a Sheini Darabonon. By a Sheini Darabonon, Rabbi Kiva never said that it could be Metame Chulin. He says it seems that it's a Tume Geruah. It's a tuma darabonon. The stam yadayim shniyas is a tuma garua. Not a real tuma. It's only a tuma darabonon. So it could be by a tuma darabonon. It is not bekoyach to be metamechulin. That's why we have to say the first akimta that is speaking about yadayim chilois, according to Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Let us see Rashi. Vilehevi Nami Shniyas, Rabbi Kiva Metuk Meshach, it could say that it's speaking about Yadayim Shniyas, and it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Shaminalei Da'omar Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulim, Hilkach Yotza Mehem Dam, so the Bi Vishas Shrite, there was a Yotza Mehem Dam, so the Bosa became Mukhshe Apostle Bu Yadayim. It's nan bepeire kishem shamay, boi ba yoim, yoim sheminus rabbeloza ben azaye nosi, lechi de toni boi ba yoim stoma hu yoim habe, roche mine bebroches. So Rabbi Kiva darshan, sheret shenofer laavir tano, verei hu rishon, so the tano becomes a rishon, va tano metame mashe besoichi va vishaini, so the oichel is a sheini, Uchsiv yitmo amashme yitame alma ovid shlishi. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva darshan from this posik, al kiker sheini shuayse shlishi. So how did we all of a sudden jump to a kiker? So Rashi says, because the oichel in a tano, the stam tano, kiker is besoichai. So we're speaking about a kiker. Shemetame es hashlish, it says, yitmo yitame, ukromashme bein chulin, ubein trume. So the Gemara says, no, you can't build from that Rabbi Kiva also. He's speaking about the Tumma D'Oraisa, that it originated from a Sheretz. So there, a Sheni that is a Sheni D'Oraisa, a Sheni can make Chulin a Pilua Shlishi. Avo betume de rabbonon, ki goin yodayim, demi de rabbonon udavishnis. It's not a true sheni. The rabbonon gave it a din sheni, so it could be by a tume de rabbonon, they didn't say this choymer, that it can make chulin a shlishi. Let us see Taisvis. The kula alme bia bemiktis loishma bia. The Gemara said, the Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, the Tanakame, that everyone holds bia bemiktis loishma bia, so therefore he zichana tome min atoire. So ktoisves, vafilu le reish lokish to oma. The reish lokish that says in Mesechtes Vochim, tome shehichnis yodoi lifnim loike. Reish Lakish says, if a Tomei stuck his hands into the Beis Hamikdash, he gets Malkus. So, you see, so we see Reish Lakish holds, Biyis b'miktzis shmo biyis, called he entered the Mikdash b'tume. So Taisva says, that has nothing to do with what we're speaking about. Hainu davke b'mikdash. That means the Isser, that a Tomei is not permitted to enter the Mikdash, there Reish Lakish holds a Biyas Mikdash Shmo Biyas. The Darshinan Midrsiv Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, Bela Mikdash Loisovoy Ad Meloishi Meitaro, so we're Makish Biyas Mikdash to Negias Kodesh. Ma negiya b'miktzish ma negiya. Just like by negiya, you don't have to touch the whole kodesh. Negiya b'miktzish ma negiya. Be b'miktzish b'miktzish ma biya. But that's a din in a tomei entering the mikdash. So there's an issa. I learned that from a special limud where makish biya le negiya. But the other way around, to be mekabel tome from a biya's miktzish, this is a different case in Gansan. We're speaking about, we have a Beis HaMenuge, and we're speaking about, if one, there it says, Vahabo el Abayis, Abo el Abayis, Yinitake Abiyah Bekulei, Beis Mitzvah Shloshim Abiyah. Gabi De'is Abiyah Bemikdash, it is a ribui, that Beis Mitzvah Shmo Abiyah. So the Gemara asked another Kashe, the Gemara asked a Kashe, why do you have to say it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Alosa? Go according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds that a Sheini is Oisir Shlishi Bechulim. Because he says, Yitma Yitame. So the Gemara says, Ani Mili Betume De Reise. Avo Betume De Rabbonon Loi. A Tume De Rabbonon, a Sheini will not make a Shlishi. Heime. The Beperik, Hei De Soite, Omar Rav Asi, Rav Meir, the Rav Yeshua Sovri, Ein Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulet. So Rav Asi is telling us, we have here a Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulet. But Rav Meir, the Rav Yeshua Sovri, Ein Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulet. Rav Meir, we have this on the top of the Yomot. This nan, kol atom, bi yismayim, with divrei soifrim, is not muta bechulen, is not matam bechulen. Muta bechulen. So you see clearly that they hold that, even though atom, bi yismayim, with divrei soifrim, is a shiny, is muta bechulen. So zaraye, bechulik a rabbi kiva. Like Tosis, so my raye, my siminei, they're talking about kol atom, bi yismayim, with divrei soifrim. They're talking about Atome de Rabbonon. Here the Gemara wants to say Atome de Rabbonon, Asheni de Rabbonon, Fila Rabbi Kiva Gufa holds that it can be Metame Ashlishi by Chulin. My Raya, my Isminei, Rabbi Kiva, Moide Betome de Rabbonon, Kedam Mahoche. the mashme from the Gemara and say to what's in Rabasi is coming to tell us, the osi lahafuki mi the Rabbi Kivi wants to say that Rabbi doesn't hold Rabbi Kivi. The oma hosum leo shayn yeshe shlishi bechulum, Rabbi is choylik. So when you say Rabbi is choylik, Rabbi is speaking about a shayni the Rabbonam, Tom B is my mit Ibrei Seifrim. And Rabbi Kivi also was moide by a shayni the Rabbonam that I can't make a shlishi bechulum. Yes, loimer the Rabasi lesley dichi dochi. Rabasi does not hold what our Gemara said. Our Gemara differentiated that a filu a sheni is oisu shlishi bechulim, that is dafka sheni derais, and not a sheni derabon. Rabasi held that if it called a tik rabon, it came derais a tik, and if a sheni makes a shlishi bechulim, so a sheni derabon will make a shlishi bechulim derabon. Period. Vahashta le Rabasi, ahi de perikama de Shabbos, the Eilu Poislunas HaTrume, the Mashme Trume V'loi Chulim, it says, Shni is the Rabbonon that Pasol Trume, and it was in Trume Natchum, Osi Doloi Ke Rabbi Kive, the Avilu B'Tume the Rabbonon, Sover Rabbi Kive Oz Avilu B'Tume the Rabbonon, Sover the Shaini Oysi Shlishi B'Chulim. So that mission is going according to Rabbi Kive. The kids, so where are we up to now? We're up to that the Gemara, we had a Mishnah that seems that Yadayim can be Metame Bosa Chulim. So the only Eitzah we had to understand the Mishnah is speaking about Yadayim. Trilis, the Yadayim of Trilis was Hichnes Yadav Lebeis HaMenuge. And it goes according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar that holds that Yadayim Tchilas af legabe chulin. That is Pshat in our Mishnah. That is the Akimta, the first Akimta we have that remained in the Mishnah. The Papas Akimta. Rav Elazar Omar Rabbi Shai, let's go further in the Gemara. Poche Bechulin shenasu altaris akoidish askino, udaloi kirabi Yeshua. Now, this will give a shtikala kedome. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, altaris akoidish, kigoin Adam harogel lechel kachim. A person is a koyin, he eats kachim. V'roitze liyais rogel todir b'shmiras taros. He was mekabel on himself. Now this is a scary thing. You have a koven, if it became tomei, so it's bitter, he's eating kachim tomei. Now, you look at the piece of meat, it could be a piece of meat that's kochim, a piece of meat that's chulin, it all looks the same. To the naked eye, it looks the same. So this kohen was mekabel on himself. So I have to be, it's a shrek. So he's mekabel on himself. All meat that he eats is going to be nizer with all dinei kodesh. So memele, so a fellow who'll make a mistake, and they'll think that this basar is chulin, he was mekabel on himself, but he's gonna be nizer in all meats that he shev the chumras of kodesh. So if a shlishi touches it, so it's tamei by him, even though it's chulin, it's golnish mit golnish. He was mekabel on himself that he's going to be nizer bechulin, should have all the chumras of taras hakodesh. That was his kabbalah. Now let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kegoyin Adam harogel lechol kochim, v'roitze liyais rogel toder b'shmiras taros." He wants to make sure that whenever he eats kodesh, he shouldn't make a mistake and think it's chulin and he won't be nizer. V'shaymer af chulin mikol tumais apoyslis b'kodesh. So memele, so all tumis that are pasul kodesh, that means, let's say, a shlishi of tumah will touch a piece of meat. So if the piece of meat is chulin, nothing happened with the meat. It's garnish, it's toilagami. No. He was mekabel on himself that all meat that he eats, so should have all the chumras of kodesh. And if tumah, that's a shlishi, touched this meat, he won't eat it already. Rashmi'inon, the sheni of it bo shlishi. So now, let us just give a shtickel akdome. We started off with a kabbola on the gavre. That means we had a frume koyin that wanted to make sure that he shouldn't be nichshol in an achilas kodesh betume. So he said, all meat that I eat should have the zehiris of kochim, and memela I'm a kabbala myself that, so it has all dine kodesh. But this kabbala, it's a psazabchine, even though it's a kabbala on himself, it's a bchine hu ama vayehi. That this kabbala creates dinim on the mitakim. I mean, since he was mekabel, that by all meat he's going to have all the anhogis that kodesh is. So taka works like that. Midarabonon. So if a shlishi touches this chulin, taka becomes a revi. It becomes a revi taka. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. If he was mekabel that it's going to have an hugger of kodesh, so he's not allowed to be metame the meat. By you, all meat, you're, even though it started off with an hugger on the gavre, but his an hugger works on the chepsa also. So if all meat behanagoscha is a din of kodeshim the meat, so number one, if a shlishi will touch it, it will become tamei midarabonah. Number two, you're not allowed to be metamit. And number three, if you eat it, could be eating kachim tamei. It means if you're tamei, be eating kachim tamei. That means Chazal omitgetans with his kabbalah, because you are mekabel that you can have this anhugge. The chulin gets these dinim that you are mekabel on yourself. So let us just understand. So now the Mishnah is gewaldic. The Mishnah was speaking about, we had a Mishnah was speaking about a person, shechted a behemoth, and it's mavur in the Mishnah, if the behemoth became mukhshel, b'shas shchite, he's not allowed to touch it with the yadayim asavis, am yadayim asheni l'tume. So he has the kasha, chulin, there's no problem for a sheni to touch chulin, nothing happens to the chulin. The Mo says, no. Here we're speaking about chulin, shenasa al taras hakodesh. We're speaking about a koyim, that he was mekabel on himself, on all chulin, that he's going to be misnayig with this chulin, keilu it's kodesh, he won't differentiate what the meat is. In Lamaisa, so Itaki gets Dine Kodesh Lagabi himself. So Memele, so if he's going to touch this meat, it becomes a Shlishi Latume. It becomes a Shlishi, it has a Din Kodesh. Kodesh goes to Rabbi. We were racking our brains. What's the problem for him to touch the meat? The meat is Chulin. So Itaki Chulin, but Chulin Anasa. Al-Taras HaKodesh. So for him, this meat is a din shlishi l'tumah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It works. The Kabbalah creates dinim on the meat. So let's again see the Gemara. Abeloza Omer Rabbi Yishaya Hoche b'chulin shenasu al-Taras HaKodesh haskina u'deloike Rabbi Yeshua. This will have to be explained, but let's the Bible, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. It's like Rabbi Loza. Visanya, Rabbi Elezer Oimer. Now we're gonna go into another halacha, but which has a connection to this din that we're speaking about. Rabbi Elezer Oimer, Ha'oichel, Oichel, Rabbi Elezer Oimer, ha-oichel rishayn. Shayni, shlishi. Now let us just explain what we just said now. Let's give a few akdamas. Min ha-toyre, a person can only be mekabel tumah from an ava tumah. A person becomes a rishin, that's it. You need an ava tumah. A machol can only be a rishin l'tumah, so can't be metama person. That's min ha-toyre. The Rabbanon said, Amoyredik ha-chiddush, why they said this chiddush, we'll see in Tosfos, but al-kaponim, the Rabbanon said, if a person eats an oichel tumah, he becomes tamei through the achila. And speaking about he has to eat to kebeim, a ganze meise. But if a person, this is a tumah de rabbanon, absolut gviye, if a person eats two beim of macholim, which are tamei, he also becomes tamei. This is absul of achilas dvorim tamei. Now, so he becomes tummy. Now let's just delve on what Rabbi Lezer said. Rabbi Lezer said, so what tumah does he get? So Rabbi Lezer said like this, if he ate an oichel that's a rishin l'tumah, he becomes a rishin l'tumah. He ate an oichel that's a sheni l'tumah, he becomes a sheni l'tumah. He ate an oichel that's a shlishi l'tumah, he becomes a shlishi l'tumah. This is why we say like this, why achil is more chomer than negiyah, but negiyah it's always whatever is negay, but of a tummy becomes a dargeles. A rishin touches something, becomes a sheni. Sheni touches something, becomes a shlishi. Here, Rabbi Lezer said, whatever he ate, that's what he becomes. Why he said this, that was in the Plamadal. Fine. But al-Koponim, before we go further, we have to understand this darabon on the kedin. They made it, there's a reason why they made this darabon on the kedin. They wanted he shouldn't eat macholis tomatoes. For some reason, they didn't want you should eat macholas tamei. So that's why they made this din. If you eat it, you can become tamei. Fine. So how is it speaking about he ate a shlishi? What kind of shlishi did he eat? If he, the chulunon goes to a sheni. So what kind of a shlishi, how could he eat a shlishi? Tume, please. They didn't have to make a gzeira for a person not to eat tume tamei. That's a shlishi, that's also min ha-teira. This whole thing was a gzeira, they were afraid of something. So they didn't make a gzeira by truma tmeya. Truma tmeya, a person is not allowed to eat. So they didn't have to make a gzeira. If he eats truma tmeya, that's a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. They wanted to make sure he shouldn't eat macholas tmeyas. By truma tmeya, you don't eat it. So al-kochach, ha-eichel shlishi is speaking about, he ate chulin panase Altaris HaKadosh. He ate chulin. So Memele min ha-teir is nothing, but we gave it a din that it's mekabel tumah. We gave it as mekabel tumah. So here, on this case, so it says, Sikerev oichel shlishi. Oichel shlishi, nasa shlishi. That's pshat in Rabbi Lezer. That is pshat in Rabbi Lezer. So al kaponim, the vial, hanegei alonu, we're finished already. So now we know pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about that we have that stam yodayim ametame bosachulin. So yes, takasha, how could stam yodayim ametame bosachulin? No. Talking about a kohen who was with the chulin nas al taris hakodesh. She said that all chulin he wants to be sure that won't be nichshu in it by ignorance to eat kochim tameim. No. So he's not going. All meat that he eats has to pass the halachas of kochim. If it's good for kochim, I'll eat it. If it's not good for kochim, I won't eat it. I won't touch it. Finish. So our Mishnah is speaking about chulin anas al taris hakodesh. So memela, so a sheni can make it a shlishi. In this, we see from Rabbi Lezer also. Rabbi Lezer said there's such a concept, eat a shlishi. Can eat a shlishi. Yeah. Now let us see Rashi. Now let's go a little further, perhaps. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a very difficult cheshbon to understand, which now we won't understand it. So we have to wait for the sugya further. Rabbi Yeshua said like this, Ha'oichel oichel rishen v'sheini, if a person ate a rishen or a sheini, shlishi. He becomes a shlishi. I'm sorry. If he ate a rishen or a sheini, he becomes a sheini. Fine. It's very unclear. A rishen becomes a sheini. Sheini also becomes a sheini. Fine. Shlishi, what if he ate a shlishi? Sheini lekoidish. Then he becomes a sheini lekoidish. Then sheini letrumba. Very difficult cheshbonos, which we don't. Right, with that, we have to put off for later to figure out what the svar of Rabbi Yeshua. But he said as follows. Here, the Anagei Alono, which we do have to understand now, Rabbi Yeshua said, this, I said he ate a sheni, he ate a shlishi. It's speaking about b'chulin shenasu altaris tumet. If chulin was made altaris tumet, that means he eats his chulin with all the chumris of tumet. So then you could have chulin, that's a rishain, a sheini, and a shlishi. That you could have. That's what he said. So the Gemara says, from Rabbi Yeshua we see, altaris trume in, altaris hegdish loy. Altaris hakeidish loy. Kosova, Rabbi Yeshua holds, chulin shenasu altaris hakeidish lesbu shlishi. Chulin shenasu altaris hakeidish lesbu shlishi. Fine. Now, let us see Rashi, and we'll get perhaps a little clearer on what we just said. Zot Rashi. Budalaika Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Chulin Shenasu Altaris HaKadosh, Lai Posel Bohu Shlishi, it will not become a Shlishi. The bottle datoi, vein yochel lahatvis al chulin tareis hakodesh. Now let us just explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying a very interesting svara in Rabbi Yeshua. That means, we had mentioned before, this concept of chulin shenaso tareis, truma tareis kodesh, is a kabbalah mitzidoi. He's mekabalan himself, he's scared. Let's talk about taras truma. You have a person, he's a kohen, in the house there's bread, there's truma dike bread, there's chulin dike bread, and now he's gonna ask his wife, which bread did she put on the table? It's truma, chulin, it's a pachad neure. So he's mekabel on himself. In order to assure myself I won't be nifshul in truma tmeya, whatever I eat has to have taras truma. That's a normal anhoge, because it's like a very shchich to be nifshul in truma tmei. You eat it in the house and there's chulin and so memela, that's a normal anhoge. So memela, so chazal were mamshech his kabbalah. You want to be machman yourself that chulin, that you're going to be misnai with all chulin. That it's going to be to you like Truma. Taka becomes like Truma. It's Mekabal Truma, you're not allowed to be Metamet. There, this was a normal Kabbalah, a normal Anhoge. So Bemele, that Kabbalah has a ripple effect. You and Mekabal, that the Ochun has Anhoge of Truma, it's back against Dine Truma. You're Metamet, not allowed to be Metamet. Kochim, now a person these kochim is not, the problem is not so great. It's not so shchiach for a person to be nichshol in nachilas boso kochim, he'll think it was chulin. It seems the problem was not so great. Maybe a boy by Kotchi Kotchim is eating the Mesa, eating the Mesa Migdash, so there's no boss of Chulam there, so what do you have to be? And Avila the Kotchim Kalm, the Chulam Bacholeir, it seems somehow that Rabbi Yeshua held this is the Lashon of the Meiri, this very interesting Lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri says, Tares HaKodesh Bacholim Loihoysa Mitsuye, Elo bizrizim v'anshe maile yisera. This was only, that means if you make a census, how many kahanim are machman themselves that the chulin is a din of taras hakodesh? It was very few. So since this anhoge was not a anhoge that was shchiyah, so Chazal didn't say that it gets din hakodesh. I mean, something that was shchiyah, they said, yeah. So, you mekabel on yourself that all chulin has a din trume, and hogav trume, take gets a din trume take. But kodesh, avotares trume hoise mitzuya itzol hakoil. This was a daily problem. This is the svar of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that this whole concept that Chulin and Nase Altare get a din of whatever tire I wanted. That's only said by Trume, because that was a shrich the Kanhoge. This everyone did. So Chazal said Take it gets din by Trume. But Kodesh was the only Yechide Skule who were machmer on themselves by Kodesh. So by Kodesh there's no such din of a person that says that he wants that all meat should be like Kodesh. Nothing. Chazal never said that it gets a din of Kodesh and Taka Mekabel Tumah. The meat is Taka not Mekabel Tumah from a Shlishi or from a Sheni. It's not Mekabel Tumah. It says, because since this Anhoge is a rare Anhoge, Chazal never gave dinim on this Anhoge. So now let us just see what Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ha'oichel Rishim V'Sheini, Sheini. If a person eats a Rishim V'Sheini, he gets a din of a Sheini. Shlishi, if he ate a shlishi, sheini lekodesh, mein sheini letrume. That we have to be mavaya, what this means. But this whole din of shlishi is dafke bechulen shenasu altares trume en altares hakodesh loy. Kisava chulen shenasu altares hakodesh les bohu shlishi. So let's now finish the Rashi's. Let's see what Rashi says. The like Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Chulin Shenasu Al Taras Hakodesh, Loi Posel Bo Shlishi. That a Shlishi, it doesn't get it in Kodesh to become a Shlishi. The Botla Daitoi, that means this is an Anhoge that most people do not make. Vein yoche la hatvis al chulin taris hakoidish. It can be matvis al chulin taris hakoidish. Ha'oichol oichol rishin. Now we're going back to Rabbi Lezer. Ha'oichol oichol rishin nase gufe rishin. Li yois ma goi sheini. So if a person ate a rishin l'tume, he becomes, according to Rabbi Lezer, becomes a rishin. And if he touches something, he becomes a sheini. Va'oichol oichol sheini, nase gufe sheini, li es magoi shlishi. Va'oichol shlishi, shlishi. Lekami meforish, taime de Rabbi Lezer, de mashve oichol kemachol atzma. Rabbi Lezer held, the oichol, the person who eats, gets the same halacha of the machol. Later we'll see what the reason is. Nabarashi says, V'davke she'ochel chatzi pras, she'zeu she'er oichlen t'meim lipsel es agviye, v'ein sh'tei beyim, k'do'om ha'be'erimim. Avo b'negiye, what if a person touched oichlen t'meim? Limitam oichel odom, she'en odom v'keilem mitmoim elu mi'avatume. Rabbi Yeshua ima, ha'oichel oichel rishin, ha'oichel sheini avishaini. The svira leila Rabbi Yeshua, le'mashvinin oichel kemachel. The oichel, the person who eats, does not get the din of the machel. So therefore, if he ate a rishin, he becomes a sheni. Fine. If he holds that it doesn't get a din of the macha. Why when he eats a sheni does he get a din of the macha? Shlishi sheni. Look, shlishi sheni lekaidish. Oichol macha shlishi. Nasa gufi sheni lekaidish. Va'ovet shlishi urevi. So if he's a sheni, he'll make a shlishi urevi. Lekame meforish time. Ve'ein sheni letrume. The e noga. What's the ches? The noga betrume. Oh, this is the ancient the v'yeta shlishi sheni lekodesh men sheni letrume. The noga betrume leposel. I will not passel the trume. Avu meichel trume also. The shlishi mi avili also ba'achila. Yeda shlishi. He has a din sheni lekoidish. He doesn't have a din sheni to be metamet trume, but he has a din shlishi that's also to eat trume. Avagatam of Yeshua, neichol nasa kemachol, animili ba'oichol oichol rishin, avarishin le mevat sheni. Avili le itzuri ba'achila moide de shlishi ovid oichol shlishi. This is what the Gemara says later. Fine. So now let us just refresh our memory. We have here a problem in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Stam Yadayim will be Metame Bosachulam. So the Gemara had said, that we're speaking about, Amar Amalaz, Amar Beishaye, we're speaking about Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKadosh. So Memele, so that becomes a Shlishi, becomes a Revi. So Memele, our Mishnah is speaking about Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKadosh. But then the Gemara said, but it's not going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKadosh, nothing happens with it, because it's a rare anhage, and Chazal never... So our Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Frek the Gemara, v'lukmei, so what's your problem? So you say Rabbi Yeshua holds that Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKadosh is nothing. So look me bechulin shenas al taris trume. So that's what our Mishnah is speaking about, that he was mekabel on himself an old chulin that has a din bechulin shenas al taris trume. The Rabbi Yeshua, and it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why do you say the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yeshua? Good. If it's speaking about taris hakodesh, you're right. Taris hakodesh he holds is not mekabel, will not become a shlishi. But say it's speaking about al taris trume. Rabbi Yeshua, so Moses says, Lois al kedaitach, the Ktoni Boso, the Mishnah is speaking about that he ate Boso Chulin. The Betrume, Boso Meike, if it's speaking about, it was Mekabel on himself, that all Chulin should have a din of Trume, so Pshat is like this, he wanted to be assured that he'll never eat Trume Betrume, so he asked all chulin. That means all chulin that could be trume. He has a ziris of trume. So memela all breads are also because they make the bread of trume. But his kabbalah did not apply to meat because you don't have trume of meat. So memela, and our Mishnah is speaking about meat. So memela, so al kochoch. It has to be speaking about that he was mekabel on himself, that the chulin betaris altaris hakodesh. No, so Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no such concept of chulin altaris hakodesh. Let us just see Rashi. The chulin shenaso altaris trume. The Rabbi Yeshua said this. We have a rishon sheni shlishi mina chulin shenas al taras trume. Why may I have a rishon sheni shlishi diktoni bechulin mayim meseches taras? Beiza oichel chulin atamaitz shlishi. השני לא יעובד שלישי בחולם, זאת אומרת בחולם שנעשה אתר הסתרומה. אתר הסתרומה אין, זה סבור אוב רבי שהוא אתר הקודש לוי, זה בוט לדייטוי, ואין שם אתר הקודש נתפס לסלם, זה לא סוד שקנצב, אבל בתר הסתרומה נתפוס. אמר מסניסן, זה לא יקר רבי ישועה, because the Rabbi Shmuel does no such concept of Taras HaKodesh. Aval Kabbalah Osiye, Tos Tam Koma Shlishi Shlishi, he didn't differentiate Aval Bechun Shanas or Taras HaKodesh. And the Gemara says, Akasha, maybe the Mishnah is speaking about that he was Mekabal himself Chulun Al Taras Tumi, and that's why he becomes a Shlishi. So the Gemara says, no, Diktoni Boso. Masnissen bebsar chulen koi. Ubi shloime peiris chulen. Odo matfisen betares trume. Kedei shei rogelis naik betares trume. He should make sure that he'll have a zahiris betares trume. So all the peiris he mekabel on himself to have a zahiris of tares trume. Kedei shei rogelis naik betares trume. Shim tischalav loi trume bechulen. He'll never make a mistake. And they'll think it's chulim, and it really was trumim. V'yoichal trumim becheskes chulim, yei oichlo betare, because all chulim yosis betare. Avo boso lesa betrumim, there's no boso that's trumim. Ve'in koyin matvis lipsar chulim tares trumim. Mishlum do mechalfalei trumim beboso chulim. Shiyovi lo oichlo kederech chulim. So therefore our Mishnah that is speaking about Boso that becomes a shlishi can't be speaking about Taras Trume, has to be speaking about Chulun Shanas al Taras HaKodesh, and Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no such inyan of Chulun Shanas al Taras HaKodesh.